Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fit Friends Friday. In this episode, I'm going to be giving you 6 food experiments to try based on problems that Katie and I hear about on a regular basis. So let's dive right in. In a lot of our full episodes, Katie and I will briefly talk about guidelines or experiments that people try, and some have a lot of success with and some don't. So these are experiments that you can try and see if they work for you. I'm going to start each one with a problem that you might be having and then give you the solution that you can try. So number one, if you generally eat very healthy during the day, during the afternoon, but for some reason when it comes to night, that's whenever you generally encounter emotional eating, mindlessly eat, then try not eating after a certain time. So I've heard this described in a couple different ways. Some people close their kitchen after dinner. So they clean it up, they turn off the lights, and after dinner, no more food is served. Other people have a certain time that they don't eat after. We've talked about this a lot. Like I said, it's not that you need 2 hours or 3 hours to digest your food before you go to bed. Your body doesn't physically need that. It's that this rule works for some people because it puts an end to the eating for the day. So it's easy for them to say, okay, after 8 p.m., I don't need to be eating because I've already had dinner. So anything I do after that is just going to be snacking, something that I don't really need. Number two, maybe an issue that you're facing is that there's so many treats at work. There's donuts, and then there's always someone's birthday, so cupcakes and cake, and oh, it's International Pancake Day, so then there's pancakes, and always there's stuff at work, right? This issue can most easily be avoided by a black and white response of not eating any treats at work. So if you're packing your lunch and you're packing your snacks, then who cares if there's another cake at work? Who cares if there's another cupcake? You've had cupcakes before, you'll have cupcakes again. If you're really trying to lose weight or you have another serious goal in mind, then you just really don't need to be eating those treats at work, right? If a black and white approach doesn't work for you and you know that, maybe have one day in mind that you'll partake. So maybe if it's a Friday, then you'll have a treat. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't really believe in cheat days. So it's not on Fridays you eat, go crazy and eat everything in sight. That's not what I'm describing, but just indulging with zero guilt in whatever that could be brought into the office that day. Or maybe there's one treat that you really, really like and you wait for that one to show up. So if there's cheesecake in the office, you're going to eat cheesecake, but if there's cake and cookies and cupcakes, you're not going to eat those. All right, number three is you're always hungry. You know, maybe you've been implementing some of these new healthy lifestyle ideas that we give you each week, but you realize, you know, I'm always hungry. Well, this is a great time to try, if you're not doing it already, 6 small meals. If you are eating 6 small meals, then try 3 larger meals. Some work for some people and some work for others. I'm talking eating the same amount of calories, the same amount of macronutrients, but just split up into either 6 small meals, 3 meals and 2 snacks, or trying 3 larger meals and see how you feel. Maybe you do better with more food in the beginning of the day and less food in the end of the day, or vice versa. And you have to learn that about yourself, and the only way to do that is by experimenting. If you always feel hungry, even after doing some of these experiments, talk to a registered dietitian, see if you're eating the right amount of food, see if you're eating the right amount of macronutrients. It could be that you're not eating enough, or it could be something else that a registered dietitian is able to see for you. All right, next one, number 4. The issue is you have a sweet tooth around 3 p.m. So you're always craving those snacks in the office or a really sweet coffee drink. Try this solution. Try replacing, if you're eating any simple sugars at lunch, try replacing those with more complex carbohydrates. So simple sugars could be white bread, white potatoes, like a white tortilla. Those are common things that you would eat at lunch. There are more obvious sugars like candy and pastries and that kind of thing. But look at the carbs that you're eating at lunch. If you're eating any simple carbohydrates, replace them with more complex carbohydrates. So 100% whole wheat or sweet potatoes, beans. Those are going to make you feel fuller longer, and they're going to help stabilize your blood sugar. so that you don't feel that spike at 3 p.m. Maybe you're not eating any of these simple carbohydrates at lunch. So try having a snack around that 3 p.m. time that is sweet, but is also going to keep you full. It is a healthier option. So maybe a protein shake or a protein bar. Most protein bars taste like candy bars, right? So maybe that little bit of sweet, but also with the protein that's going to actually fill you up, that's going to do the trick for you. Or as I said earlier, maybe you have sweet potato. That is sweet, but it's going to keep you full, and maybe you'll pair that with a fat like peanut butter or have some almonds on the side. Okay, next issue. If you've been feeling really irritable and you're always hungry, and perhaps you have been eating a lot of sugar lately. I know I've been in this position before. Try eliminating sugar. Now, I've talked about my experience with cutting out sugar, or cutting, not necessarily cutting out all sugars, but cutting out desserts for a certain time frame to see how it would make me feel. I don't think that a black and white approach to cutting out a certain food group is always the answer, but it's a good experiment to try on yourself. It reveals any sort of like emotional connection that you have with sugar. You know, are you using it unhealthily? And also it shows you how you feel when you're not consuming it. So if you have been, you know, eating a lot of sweets lately, more than you usually do, and you're feeling really irritable and you feel like your blood sugar is always crashing, then cut back or try eliminating those desserts for a certain time frame to see how it feels. My last one is similar to eliminating sugar, which is eliminating dairy. If you've been having a lot of stomach aches, you know, you've seen an increase in acne, maybe dairy is bothering your digestive system. I know for me, I'm really interested when I hear that certain people don't eat this and certain people don't eat that, and they have come to those realizations because they've noticed, oh, dairy inflames my face, or oh, I was having these stomach aches, so I tried eliminating dairy and it completely solved it. So don't be afraid to try these experiments on yourself and eliminate whatever the culprit you think might be for 2, 3, 4 weeks and see how it feels. If you haven't noticed a difference, then you can add it right back in. This is another approach that you can take with vitamins. Like if you hear people talking about magnesium, are you low in magnesium? Okay, well, you could try adding it in or focusing on that for a couple of weeks and see if you notice a difference. And if you don't, then you can go back to whatever you were doing before. If you do, then awesome. Something to keep in mind with eliminating and adding new things into your diet, only do it one at a time so you can really see the results. So don't eliminate sugar and eliminate dairy at the same time, because then if you do feel better, you won't know which one it was. All right, let us know what experiments you try and what works and what doesn't work. We'd love to hear it. Also, keep sending us these issues that you guys are encountering with living a healthy lifestyle. What's been hard for you? What's been easy for you? We want to hear it. We want to talk about it on the podcast. That is it for today. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.